Why did Jesus die on the cross? Why was he put to death? Why do we humans put people on the cross? Why do you and I do that? Seems to me what we celebrate are at least two revelations. And one is very painful. It's that hurt people hurt people. It's painful to realize, to discover, much less to admit, how our hurts, how our wounds keep driving us to put people on the cross, you and me. Because hurt people hurt people. And when Jesus, especially in John's Gospel, came intruding into people's lives as their king, they said, "No way." It wasn't just "our king is Caesar," but "I am Caesar." Jesus' intrusion into the world reveals to you and me how we make other people pay for our fear, our resentment, our envy, our lust, our pain. Because it's too much to handle. Because we feel so much better when someone else pays the price. We don't feel weak or fearful or intimidated. We don't feel powerless or overwhelmed or threatened. When we get so big and aggressive, we all do it. Hurt people hurt people. And for Jesus to come and say, "Mike, Jody, Kathy, Jean, Sally, Peter, you're not king. What are we to do but get rid of him? Because it's too painful not to be king or queen. It's too painful to live such vulnerable lives, such fearful lives, And so we react aggressively, whether it's in the family, whether it's dropping the mother of all bombs on Afghanistan, whether it's killing your wife in a grade school and the kid behind her. Our poor, wounded selves don't know what else to do but take it out on others. And that's the first revelation, and it's the hardest. Seems to me that we venerate the cross. Because it's the revelation of how God came to the aid of our mortality, our terror and wounded aggressiveness and defensiveness and self-protection, came to the aid of our mortality with his divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of that mortality itself, as we can catch it and bring our terrifying impotence to the Lord, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation. That the stuff we are terrified about, that we fear, that we protect ourselves from being seen and from trying to hold that stuff in so we don't act out anymore. The cause of our downfall, the experiential cause of it, becomes the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. And that's how God is glorified on the cross, the twin revelations. Our poor and precious hurts and terrifying ones. And these can become the means of our salvation. And as we venerate the cross, it's a twofold deal. Here are my wounds, and here is your glory that is coming to the aid of our mortality now and tomorrow and ever on. Let us give thanks to God in Christ through the Spirit, who opens for us a way to salvation that is surprising, terrible, and marvelous.